Just then, there was a loud disturbance in the forest, and Slam the badger swaggered into the clearing. Slam had brown, black, and tan fur, and sharp canine teeth that hung below his lips. His eyes were shiny coal black, and as he approached, he snarled and scowled at the group. His gang followed closely behind him. Following behind them was Cheats, the elf. He wore a ragged green tunic and pants held up with a vine. His ears and feet appeared to be quite large. His cap was made of moss, leaves, and twigs. His wings were very large but tattered on the edges. This was because wherever he went, he flew very fast. Slam dropped down to his 4 feet and rushed at the pile of books. The woodland creatures, except for Pansy, scattered into the forest. Slam sniffed the books and then kicked them until they fell over. His gang laughed uproariously. He rushed over to Birdie and towered over him.
"What's the old bookworm up to, boys? Holding your silly reading class, are you?"
Slam sneered at Birdie.
"Yeah, Four Eyes, teach us some words,"
cawed Peck, the woodpecker. One of Slam's gang, Peck, had a fiery red beak, and his wings were striped black and white, and he looked like he had a prison suit on. He had an annoying habit of knocking on the nearest tree trunk when he spoke. A warthog named Hamhawk snorted.
"Birdie's in big trouble."
He was so ugly that you wanted to laugh. Most of him was covered in mud, and his tusks were long and sharp. "Who?" Stare asked from high up in his tree. Everyone ignored Stare because he repeated the same word over and over again. You could spend the entire day answering the same question.
"Who?"
Stare asked again. Slam glared at Birdie.
"I thought I told you that you needed my permission to hold your little reading circle. You have to pay me a fee to have a meeting in this forest."
"That's not true," Pansy cried. "The forest is for everyone."
The badger whirled on Pansy and stalked over to her. She blinked her big green eyes in fear, but didn't back down.
"What do you know? You're just a midget pixie. You don't know the rules. Besides, you're a girl. Fly away now before I squash you," Slam said.
"You stink," Pansy told him. "You're a stinking bully."
Whiff the skunk leaned over and smelled his own armpits. Whiff was black with a wide white stripe down his back. He used to be quite sweet, but now he was part of the bully gang and thought that being nice was a sign of weakness. Slam and the boys made him feel important. He turned to Hamhawks.
"What's that smell? Do I stink?"
The warthog sniffed at Whiff.
"No, you're fine. I think the pixie was talking about Slam."
Cheats flew over to the stack of books and kicked one into the bushes. He puffed out his chest and swaggered over to the group.
"Cheats, shame on you," Pansy scolded. "That's a terrible way to treat a book."
Cheats looked shocked at Pansy's words.
"What do you know?"
He stumbled over his words. He was a little embarrassed that his old friend Pansy had seen him kick the book. Just then, singing could be heard from up the path that led to the clearing. 3 light, happy voices sang in perfect harmony. Hamhawks the warthog sighed as 3 tiny pink piglets burst out of the forest into the clearing. When they saw the large, mud-covered warthog, they stopped in their tracks, their song dying.
"Uncle, what are you doing here?"
the first little piggy said.
"The more important question is, what are you 3 doing here without your mother?"
Hamhawks asked. The second little piggy giggled.
"We are learning to read with Mr. Birdie.
He says we are all doing very well.